Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are one more day. Congratulations. You stepping up, you doing that one thing out of many things, hopefully, that you said you were going to do to get you further ahead in life, to reach those goals, those plans. More importantly, I have you thinking about that vision, right? And here you are, stepping up and doing one more thing. You're validating your desire, your ambition. You're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk. And here's one more reference of you doing that. Congratulations, all of this is helping. I don't know if you're noticing that right now. You're feeling better about your journey, your path, thinking more clearly, working towards something with more purpose just by investing this half an hour every single day, you and I, just two buddies, talking about life, thinking about your thoughts, thinking about those thoughts which lead to your actions, those actions that you do, right? They get you further. And also, maybe you're not doing those things you were doing before. It's those actions you don't do anymore. Thank you so much for taking the time, investing this time in you, but also thank you for listening to me. So many people out there who want your attention. And I know that I'm just bombarded with great information all the time. So many emails, so many websites, so many people I see on social media, and I'm going, oh, wow, got to bookmark that. That's what I want to read. I got to come back to this email. Oh, I think that could help me. Most of the time, I'm going there with a positive state that this will, in some way, shape, or form, that 5 minutes I invest, the 20 minutes I invest, I'm going to find one little distinction, one little strategy, one new way of looking at my same old situation that's going to cause that breakthrough, that new level of understanding. I go in there with that optimism. Hopefully you are too. At the same time, you know, I've spent time, invested some of my limited time, and been disappointed. It's like this Cracker Jacks box back when you were a kid, right? And you hope you got a good prize when you bought your Cracker Jacks and you went down to the bottom, right? So you really don't know, right? You got to move forward that in some way, shape, or form, the information that you're going to take the time, you're going to budget out is going to help you in some way. And I can understand you're putting your faith and trust in me, and that took a leap of faith. I will not let you down. I will not let you down, showing up for you every single morning. You got to believe, though. You got to believe that you investing this time, it's like going to the gym every single day. Some days you have great workouts. Some days you think, wow, this is the best thing on earth. Man, I really got my motion, my execution down. I can see it in my body. Man, when we have those type of days, that's awesome, right? In the gym. But most of the time, it's some gray area between that awesome workout and why am I even here? I'm not even putting in my effort, right? Somewhere in that middle area. And it's how your perspective when you're going through those times, that you're not just being greatly rewarded for your efforts, right? That would be awesome, right? And, you know, sometimes when it's just terrible, it's not paying off, you know, you can't get yourself going, sometimes that's a blessing because it fires you up. It makes you really consider what you're doing, how badly you want it, and it stimulates you, it motivates you, it gets you going in the right direction. Most of the time, it's in that gray area. You're taking the time right now. I just want to assure you, how can this not putting so much time and energy, little by little, every single day, how can it not get you thinking in the right direction, right? I don't believe that there's any way that you can lose by doing this type of daily discipline, especially when it's passive, right? The time that you're investing is basically downloading it from your computer or into your iPhone, your recording device, whatever it may be. You know, what's that take, right? What kind of effort is that? Then it's just getting to this pattern. When are you going to listen to it? On your way to work, in the gym, right? While you're doing some manual labor, whatever it may be, all right? You just got to hang in there. This type of thought is getting forward, even though you don't necessarily see it all the time. I can tell you by me doing the Morning Connection podcast, me coming up with this idea many months ago, and then having to think about what I'm going to talk about every single day. And I did the 100 in a row. didn't really have a real idea where I was going, how that fit into my vision, you know, that we talked about, my purpose. I didn't have a real clear idea. I knew I enjoyed doing it, but it just was so good for me personally to get it clear first thing in the morning. And to think about it later on in the day, well, think about what I talked about, right? And then preparing for the next day, what I would talk about, right? That constant thought, that all of that attention is being put into the things that really matter, and that's you, and that's your life. And at the same time, just by process of elimination, you're not putting so much thought into and effort into those things that don't really matter. All right, then stepping up and doing this again, here we are on another 30 podcast now in our new round here, this Morning Connection podcast. I see it again. I used the analogy one time before, is that sometimes you're doing things that are so great for you. I used the analogy back when, before I started bodybuilding many years ago, how I would run. For some reason, I would feel out of shape, I felt lethargic, didn't have the energy, maybe I felt my body fat was accumulating, whatever it was. I got in the habit of running. And then, you know, it was tough at first, getting into that pattern. Didn't necessarily, it wasn't just effortless, but I got to liking it. Right? It was a good pain. It was a good struggle. And be feeling great throughout my day, and I could attribute it to this running, me taking the effort and budgeting the time. It was one of those things that didn't feel good in the moment. Yet I was so convinced, without a doubt, how much it was helping me physically, mentally, emotionally, all right, throughout my day. It was definitely something that was worth the time. Then you keep on doing it, and the progression, right, all the awesome effects that you're getting from it, they're not quite as noticeable. Right? Maybe they're not quite as visible. You know it's helping you, right? But it's, you get familiar with it. Right? And for whatever reason, then I would stop running because I didn't understand how much it was helping me. I became too familiar. And then I'd be back in that same place, maybe where I was months before, where, you know, man, I need more energy, maybe building too much body fat. Oh yeah, I should get back into that running. I remember how great that I felt. Then I'd start running, go through the process, and be reintroduced to how awesome that it felt and how it was one of those things that maybe was a little bit of a challenge budgeting in, or did it feel so good at the beginning, or maybe even the whole entire run, but there was no doubt how much it was helping me mentally, physically, emotionally, everything, stepping up, all those great feelings, feeling in control, that I was actually doing something to propel myself forward. Why did I ever stop doing it? Right? But again, then there's going to be that familiarity again, and hopefully you'll learn this time that it is working. The running is helping you, even though you may not notice it. So doing this again, this round again, I know its power after stopping running for a while, those few months in between this Morning Connection podcast. So I hope, as your coach, as your friend, I'm reminding you, keep on doing this. Keep on doing this. It's just a quick time. Our time goes really quickly together. It's just you getting in the habit and doing the exercise. And the great thing, it's so passive, meaning that you just hook yourself up. You're listening to while you're doing other things, but you're blocking things out. You're focusing in that direction in life where you really want to go. So, what I want to talk about today, have some things that I want you to think about. And I had a call last night. As you know, I do 8 podcasts a week, and on Wednesday nights, I do a podcast that is designed to talk just about bodybuilding and training. All right, you know about all the years I have with working out, all the different training methods, getting clarity on that, nutrition, having the body that you really want. So, although I am absolutely convinced that it's your mindset, all these things we talk about, mental toughness, when you get this stuff down, any task in front of you, whether it's your bodybuilding and training, your business, your relationships, you'll have that mental toughness. You'll know what to do or move forward, all right, how to focus on that particular area and make those breakthroughs. When you have all this stuff down, this mental toughness condition that I talked about, you can attack any goal, anything you have planned, right? So it all comes back to this anyway. But that show is designed to just talk about, all right, how many reps should I do? Hey, this is my routine. What do you think of this routine? What do you think about this eating plan? I can't seem to find the right number of protein, carbs versus fat, right? The specifics of bodybuilding and training. So I had one of those last night live. Now it's a whole interesting story there too about tenacity, all right? The quick story with that is that, so I started going live with that show like I do this one. Now this one's early in the morning. I don't necessarily expect you to come on live, and I don't necessarily, you know, I'm just talking about something stimulating thought. Well, what makes that bodybuilding and training show go is the interaction, because it's, I firmly believe it's not about the training strategy itself, getting answers for it. You can't just look on the internet, oh, this is the best routine for me. We all have different goals. We have different levels of desire. It's more important to other people to budget in their working out and eating because it's a big part of their identity work. They're going to have a different set of goals and a different plan than someone who just wants to lose a bit of body fat, stay in shape, right? There's no sense you going hardcore with every single strategy and approach to your body when it's not that important to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. And so the show is designed to be interactive so I can give you specific information that deals with your situation. And the only way I can do that is I'm talking to you, asking you questions, and I can tailor an approach, whether it's a physical approach in the gym or eating, or a mindset approach that is going to be really effective for you. Doing this for so many years, just throwing out training ideas and nutrition, that's not quite enough. So I wanted to kick up my level, my value to those people looking for those type of training strategies to the next level. So instead of doing this Wednesday night podcast whenever I work it out into my business day and then posting it, I decided a few weeks ago to make it go live and interactive. I can't get anybody to call. So all week long, people are asking me questions on the internet. Hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? Well, you know, on email, going back and forth in between everybody's day, they're not sitting in front of their computer, neither am I. So to ask enough questions to be helpful, I mean, to really be helpful. Hell, I could just post a link to a generic training program, a generic diet, and let them hopefully figure it out. But I want to be more effective as a coach and as a teacher than that. Been doing this a long time. I need a few questions for them to answer, give them the best information. All right, so they're asking me questions all week long, and I say, hey, I'm doing this podcast. I'm going to make it live. I'm going to budget at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, so we can talk. You and I, we can talk. I can get this. I know. I'm so confident in my abilities. I can get them straight on what they need to do. No more confusion. No more overwhelm. No more frustration. All right? No more having to search for what he says and that person says, right? But they don't show up. They don't show up. And I'm, you know, so I started the podcast. There's about two or three people who said they were going to specifically call. And so here I am again, just doing a live podcast, just me talking, right? I have no problem talking. It's just that, you know, I went on for about 16 minutes before I cut off the podcast because I just went into some little bitch fest where I'm going, come on, what's going on, guys? You're emailing me all the time. You say you want this. Say you can't get yourself to go. Get going. Why aren't you calling up? I'm making myself available. And I started thinking, wait, with all this information on the internet, you know, yesterday I talked about on this podcast your ability to focus with all this information. Maybe I'm too available. And so you think, well, I'll just do it next week. Maybe I'm doing you a disservice as your coach by being too available. Because how can you say you want it? And here's the owner of this supplement company, someone who's been doing it for 25 years, a six-time national champion. You have heard my stuff. You've read my post. You're on my email list. You know what I can do. Yet you're not taking the time to do it. And you say you're not motivated. How can you look yourself in the face when an opportunity like this is available and you're not taking advantage of it? And here I am showing up. So I went for about 16 minutes doing a little bitch fest like that, right? And then I got off the air. Kind of, you know, disappointed that here I am making myself available and no one's not taking advantage of it. Now, the first thing is I don't blame other people when I start doing this thing. Well, what can I do better? Maybe I need to send this out to my giant mailing list and Let them know. Let them know 15 minutes before. I look at myself, well, what can I do to market it better, right? So anyway, so I get off the line, wasn't too happy, wasn't too pleased with me effectively and efficiently using my time, right? That didn't work out. Made me question, will I even do this podcast live anymore? Why don't I do it at my own convenience if no one's going to call in, right? Then I started thinking, well, again, maybe I'll post 5 minutes before on Facebook. Maybe send it out to my email list. Well, I looked at my email and I saw there's a one particular gentleman who was confused because he applied, he sent a questionnaire for the 25-minute Manformation strategy session that I am offering. And you can go to manformation.com/session, singular, manformation.com, session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N, session. Take you through a questionnaire. I'm giving away a very limited amount of these Manformation strategy sessions, all right, to help you identify what you really want, to talk about the challenges that you know are in front of you, that you've identified, your particular fears, your weaknesses. Maybe uncover some obstacles that you don't even know you have. See, I've been doing this for so long, helping out men just like you for so long. I know that there's sometimes some obstacles that are getting in your way that you're not aware of. And if you're not aware of them, you're going to have a real hard time progressing to that next level, right? And then creating a clear plan and doing it all in 25 minutes or so. So these 25-minute Manformation strategy sessions. So his name is Alan. You can hear him on last night's podcast, and you can go to massmachinecoaching.com, massmachinecoaching.com. It'll take you over to this podcast. And so Alan was confused about calling in for this bodybuilding training information on this podcast versus his personal, just he and I talking about his Manformation strategy session that he signed up for. So after I got off the podcast, a little bit frustrated, a little determined to find a new way, I saw that Alan was confused about that. So I got his questionnaire and I personally called Alan at home because I was not satisfied with the quality of that podcast, right? And so I said, Alan, can you get on the line? And at that time, it was about an hour past my designated time to do this podcast, which was 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And he said, yeah, I can get on there. So I rescheduled on that this Blog Talk Radio Network. I rescheduled it to go live again. I will not be denied. Right? And so I did another podcast at 7. And I went live again. I deleted that 16-minute bitch session that I had. Right? Got it off the airwaves. Hopefully not too many people heard it. Whatever, right? I started all over again, right? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. So I got Alan on the line. And again, this podcast is designed for bodybuilding and training questions. And I want you to listen to this, all right? Go to massmachinecoaching.com, and it's the one, it's on April 2nd, all right, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Because the big takeaway from it. And I think that as I go through this, we went for well over an hour, right, talking about his challenge, getting him clear, working through, you know, getting him on a plan of attack, getting him clear on what he really wants. But he originally came in is that, you know, he had already done, he's even competed in a bodybuilding contest, right? He knows what it's like to be dedicated and focused and consistent and being such an authority that all the people from work or his friends would say how awesome he looked and ask him for advice. It was part of his identity. He was getting so many great feelings from the bodybuilding and training efforts. So, you know, if he's competed in many shows, I think it was like 4 or 5, he knows how to train. He knows how to, he's done it at a high level. Yet he was really frustrated, you know, why he couldn't get himself to take action. Something that he knows how to do, he's done before, and he felt great about it. Well, if you, when you listen to this podcast, you'll, and it's podcast number 90, too. So when you go to massmachinecoaching.com and you go to that April 2nd, it's podcast number 90, You'll see he was frustrated that he couldn't get himself going. And we just did a little bit of talking. You'll see what I do. This is what I do with my one-on-one coaching. I cut through all of that. And it wasn't long before we started talking about the challenges that he's going through, the setbacks, and then how the fear and the pain of those setbacks in the past are getting in his way where he's not taking action. He doesn't know which way to go. When you can't get yourself to take action and get motivated and do the things that you know you should do to get yourself ahead, I want you to really think about, is it really time for you to do that? Is it a matter that you don't have the strategy? You don't know what to do? Is that really what the answer is? Will more information do it? Or, as you will listen with Alan, and I can definitely identify with it, it's usually that we have this hierarchy of things that we have to do or have in our lives to feel good about ourselves. All right? We have to, there's basic things that in our own mind that we may not realize that we put a hierarchy of importance, meaning that, you know, you're not going to, hey, go out with your friends or, you know, I don't know, maybe have a real sexual appetite, let's say, if you don't have enough food to eat, let's say, right? Or you don't have shelter, or you stress on the job, or you're not making the amount of money that you need, right? Those things are going to bog you down. And so, you know, you have to make sure you have enough food, you have to have enough shelter, you have to have some sense of security, right? So that's, it's your setup, your emotions. I mean, the foundation of the house needs to be built before you do those higher level things, maybe the extra things in life. All right? Like, in this case, you know, sex, let's say. All right? If you have no food, you have no shelter, you don't know how you're going to make your next buck, sex isn't going to be the first thing on your mind. And so when you can't get yourself, let's say you like going to the gym, all right? It's usually your life isn't aligned in the way that you feel it needs to be. You're not taking care of the basics. You know, what I found is that there's two ways to go. You can take care of it in a holistic manner, meaning that you round out your life and then put everything in its order. Or you can skip all those steps that you know you need to do. You maybe can't seem to get them going in the right direction. And then you skip ahead, and then you could be great at bodybuilding and training, let's say, working out. You could be great at your job, and that becomes your one focus. That becomes your escape, right? So you don't have to have everything set up in this great foundation and great way of thinking, right, that's going to last forever. You can skip all that and just be so focused and so become a workaholic, and you get all of your energy, your effort, your self-esteem from your job or making money or getting things. You see that all the time. People who are just emotionally bankrupt, right? But they hang on to that one thing in life that they're good at, and that becomes their peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so to speak, in life. If you know my peanut butter and jelly sandwich versus Thanksgiving dinner analogy. It's easy to be great at one thing if you get your total identity, that's your lifeline to make yourself feel good. You don't have to have all those other important things taken care of. You can skip through all that. You know, that's what I did in many, many ways with my bodybuilding training. How it became so awesome is because I let all the other things go. But that was a short-term solution. Then building a foundation, figuring out what I really want. Right? So if you can't get yourself going to do some things you know you need to do, you know, you have to think about, do you have all those other things in your life taken care of, you know, for many of us. And as, you know, talking man to man here, you know, we talk about a lot of man formation things. Sometimes when we talk about relationships and their importance, and actually this is true of both men and women, it's like we think, well, I don't need any woman, I don't need any relationship. Man, it's me versus me. I should be able to work out and do these things and be disciplined. I should be able to make more money and focus on my job. I don't need any woman, right? Relationship should just come along, all right? They shouldn't take all this work and effort and focus, right? So let's not talk about relationships. Skip, I'm here to talk about my working out, being more consistent with that. Or I'm here to talk about making more money, right? And I understand all that. The challenge will be is like if you're making all that money because you're spending so much time at the office, or you got your body working, you're feeling great, you're this example of physical fitness like you may have come to me or somebody else to master in your life. And then in your downtime, when you're not so consumed with those thoughts, and you have that alone time and you're wishing for more love and connection. And it's almost like it ruins all that money you're making or how well you're doing at your job. Or it ruins the experience of you being so focused and so committed with your physical body, with working out. It ruins it because you're feeling that pain of the loneliness, or maybe you're stuck in a bad relationship. Maybe you're not in a relationship. And you just think, wow, yeah, I'm so great in that. People say I'm so great at my job. They say I'm so great with my body, but man, I'm paying a price. This isn't the way that I want it. And you just hope and hope and hope that you're going to have that, what may be a foundational thing for you, getting that straight, right? And I'm just using a relationship as an example. You may need to put some focus and attention. Everything in life runs in patterns. Everything in life, when you focus on it, you can become better at it. And when it comes to relationships, let's say, you know, it may be taking the time to figure out yourself. I mean, relationships, you know, finding my wife and developing our awesome relationship that we really work on, we really enjoy. It's just a level of connection that I really haven't felt. You know, she's an awesome person. What it took for me is for me to make my man formation. I need to get clear with myself to become the man to attract a woman like my wife and to build a healthy relationship that I could feel this way. I needed to change. And that took focus and attention, maybe the same focus and attention that I put into my body, all right, or into my job. A lot of people want to have an awesome relationship and they think it should just happen like magic. All right, or they see people, well, they don't seem to be putting a lot of effort into it. Well, if you really look at their life, is that their thinking patterns, how they prioritize their relationships, it may seem effortless to them or to you from the outside. They may even treat it like it's something easy, but really they're aligning their thoughts in a different manner. They're focusing on that, whether they're conscious of it or not, whether they make it look easy to you or not. All right, they are in a different mindset that makes it a priority. That's like, you know, you have a great body, you work out, or you're awesome at your job, and you make it look easy. Or it's not this constant bounce challenge for you every single day to get yourself to go to the gym or to focus on your job to make the money, be successful, because you love it so much, because it's part of your identity. You know, it's like that running analogy I used before. It may not be easy in the moment, but you do what it takes for the greater good in the end. And you have your mindset all aligned to become great at your bodybuilding training or working out or so great at your job that it seems easy to you. But you are focusing. If someone said, hey, wow, you're so lucky that money comes so easy to you, or you know, that body comes so easy to you, you would say, what are you talking about, man? You're selling me way short. Man, I put thought, energy, and effort while you're doing this, this, and this. I'm doing this, this, and this. I make the sacrifices. I was just born with this. You're not appreciating all this thought, focus, priorities, sacrifice that it took to have this body or to be so great at my job, right? Well, if you want a relationship at the highest quality, it's going to be some of the same things, right? And, you know, for you guys out there, for all of us, it's like who we are as a man. You know, that becomes really important to us sometime, where we're going in life, what's our vision, what's our purpose beyond just the goal in front of us. You know, we don't want to be just dust in the wind. We don't want to grow old without, we grew up with these big dreams on how we're going to make an impact on this world. And then we're just getting older and older, and we're, you know, doing okay, doing all right, maybe better than most, but you're not living up to those big dreams that you had, and you're getting older and older. That feeling out of control, not knowing which direction, is this as good as it gets? This is all it's going to be like? You know, that alone, that uncertainty alone about what your vision is, what your identity is, what your purpose in this life, that can be so distracting, that could prevent you from doing that thing right in front of you that you can't get yourself to do that you know you should do. It's usually some bigger thing, one of those foundational for you. Yours, everybody's different. Everybody's different, right? You know, I knew that for me, for example, I spent so many years, 15 straight years competing, giving my life, my energy, passion, love, and loving every minute to a point with bodybuilding and training. That's how I became so great at what I did. That's how I came up with so many distinctions that I continue to share with the world. All right, when I was done with that, okay, it's time to move on. It's time to expand upon that in my life. You know, the first thing that I was going to do with all that is going to dovetail perfectly was starting my supplement company, right? Mass Machine Nutrition. Do you know that it actually took 8 years between the time I retired from competitive bodybuilding, because I knew it was time to move on, to actually do that next step with my business? Probably every single day in that 8 year period, I said, no, this is what I need to do. But I couldn't get myself to take that action. It made me question, well, is it because I don't know what to do? Is it because it isn't the right timing? Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe, how can I do it? You know what, when you are so committed to doing something, when you have everything aligned, you will find a way to make it work. Just think about some of the things that you've accomplished. You didn't know what the hell you were doing. You look back, you probably got into it and said, Jesus, what the hell made me think I could do this? Right? Because you just had this determination and desire. You were so committed to it, right? And you found a way where you look back, maybe it didn't make much sense, but you're glad you did. You're glad you did. You pushed yourself out there where you had no other option, so you had to make it work, right? We all have those situations. So it's not about, do you have enough talent or enough time or enough money? You'll find a way when you're committed, right? Well, what I found out in that time period was that total imbalance in my life of not having love and connection, even really enjoying my adulthood, going out to places in town, enjoying a dinner, sometimes not having to get up early, or making that decision to get up at 7 o'clock even on weekends and 4 o'clock during the week. Obviously, I would have to go home and, you know, schedule my life around meals and working out and all that for so many years. I wanted to just get out and experience life. Right? And then there's things about me that I wanted to work on too. I before I could go on and give my all to Mass Machine Nutrition, right? There's things I needed to take care of in that hierarchy of what was important to me, my total mission in life, those feelings and emotions that just weren't aligned. And I didn't want to just jump into one more obsession and be great at it and leaving other parts of my life, you know, bare. Now, I didn't really know all this. You know, I spent a lot of time, why can't I get myself motivated? Why can't I do this? I should be jumping all over this right now. I didn't realize, you know, all of that. I see it a lot more clearly now. And so I had to go on my man formation. I had to go out. I had to experience life that wasn't so structured for a while. You know, I had to, you know, get in touch with myself and balance it out. And so when you listen to the podcast where I'm coaching Alan, you'll see what his fears were, you know, his wounds of the past. And what you'll really see out of it is something I've talked about many times this week, is getting him clear on that vision, what the overall picture of what he wants for his life, getting that courage to think of that vision. Because when you have that vision, the goals that you decide to do and you don't decide to do, they become more clear. You know, he really didn't want to get back into the obsession of bodybuilding and the competing. Especially at his age, he already progressed past that. He just thought about going back to that because he liked all those feelings that I talked about when he was committed. But that's not what he wanted for his life. That's going backwards. He had already been there, and it didn't satisfy. He went through a point where he said, "Hey, it's time to grow. Let's try to do other things." He went to school. He invested $100,000 in education, 2 years out of his life. Getting up early in the morning, staying while he had a job, things didn't work out. You know, like they sometimes don't work out. And he had the pain that he wanted to kind of go backwards. And the reason why, you know, he couldn't get back into the bodybuilding and training, he couldn't understand why, is because he needed to take care of those other things, the big grand vision for his life. And so, you know, you'll hear that, and then in our 25-minute man formation strategy session, I'm going to get him really clear on that vision. get him in a state where he breaks through those fears and the challenges that he had in the past and get clear on that vision. You know, I'm going to coach him to get in that state of mind where he can really think big for what he really wants and then create a specific plan of attack of what he needs to do every single day and remind himself to do so he's working towards that vision. You know, going back to bodybuilding and training, competing, you know, he's 55 years old. That's not what he wanted. That's why he couldn't get himself to go to the gym. All right? So I used Alan's example. I really want you to listen to that podcast. Again, podcast 90 on April 2nd on massmachinecoaching.com. And I want you to think about my story. You know, you see, you may see the picture with how everything is going well. And again, thank you so much for your support. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, massmachinenutrition.com. And you can go to sltips.com/3 to go over to the bodybuilding.com website and see Mass Machine Nutrition there. And you think, wow, man, this guy's driven. He's getting up. He's working hard, doing all these things. Well, I'm just here to tell you is it was one of those things maybe that you can't get yourself to do, that you know you should do. I need to get all those other feelings and emotions and make my man formation and get in touch with all that foundation for me, my specific situation. I needed connection. I needed to get those things with people. You know, not just achieve another goal and just become so focused on that. That's what I needed. And I didn't really realize its importance. And when you do realize that, you'll work really hard to get that foundation all set and all structured so you can build upon that. But not until then are you going to have everything aligned and be motivated. So for you as a man, maybe you're in a dead-end job. You know there's so much more. Time's ticking away. You don't like that feeling. Right? Maybe it has nothing to do with relationships for you. It's just you as a man and what you have to contribute. And you're not doing the things. And so you're thinking, well, maybe I need to go to the gym. I'm telling you, when you get those feelings and emotions, you get that foundation set up about what's important to you, it's going to be easy to do the other things. Now, Alan is going to get so connected to his vision. For him, you know, finding someone to get old with, you know, that feeling of getting old alone is something that's back there bothering him that he's, you know, not allowing himself to take in and address. And I told him, you know, it's going to take him making his man formation, working on him just like it was for me before he becomes the type of person to attract a real quality person for him to grow old with. So it takes that work on himself, right? And then he attracts that person. You know, then things like your job, excelling at that, things like working out in the gym, those become so easy because you're so aligned with your vision, your purpose. Right, and you have that foundation set in its right order instead of just skipping ahead and just focusing on that job or money, hoping that makes you feel good, or the working out the body. So, you know, if you want one of these 25-minute man formation strategy sessions so I can help you break through all this, get clear on you, you got to send me that email. You can either go to session@manformation.com. Send me that email, session@manformation.com. You'll get an auto-reply that will take you to the questionnaire, or you can go directly to the questionnaire, manformation.com/session. Okay, no, it's manformation.com/session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N. Jump on that, and you know what? I only have a limited amount of spots available. I only have a limited amount of time. As you can see, this fits in with my vision. I want to help you become your best both inside and outside the gym. Everything that I align is working towards that and to produce for my family and my family's family at the highest level. That's my vision. That's what gets me up early in the morning, gets me so passionate on the podcast, talking to you, willing to spend hours with you one-on-one with this Man Formation podcast. One thing I'm going to do with all this information, I'm going back to school. I'm making a mega Man Formation program. You're going to help me develop the fine points of that, maybe reinforce and validate all of the beliefs that I have by talking to you. You're going to help me do my research for this Mega Man Formation course. So we all win, but you have to take action. You know, don't make it be like this podcast where you get to talk to me and nobody calls. Take action now and do that for yourself. All right, if you're sitting around and you can't get motivated or life doesn't seem to be working out and you're listening to this podcast every single day and you know how passionate I am and I seem like I know what I'm talking about, you see me helping people. When you go to that Mass Machine coaching.com and you hear the podcast with Alan on number 90. Then flip back to podcast number 89 where, again, you know, Charles came to me about bodybuilding training. We get to the same thing. It's the root of everything, this stuff that I'm talking about. Do this for yourself. Take action now. And again, I only have a limited amount of time. I can only do this with so many people. But as I can work them in, maybe a week from now, maybe a month from now, maybe 3 months from now, I'll give you that call and I'll spend that time with you. Maybe get on a waiting list. Now, taking action gets you further along in the process. Take the time to fill out that questionnaire, too. All right, look, if your life is worth living, bear down, focus, right? Because I don't know you, all right? I don't know what kind of pain you're in, how determined you are. And I have to prioritize my time. I know you can respect that, right? So that questionnaire that you take the time to do because you want it so bad, it's going to really say a lot to me on when you get called in the order. All right. So that's our connection for this morning. But you know what? I've gone over. You can tell I'm on this passionate roll. We got to go through our 10-second daily disciplines, right? What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? And I felt good. I felt good about yesterday about... And this has that cool moment. It also has tied into that thing that impressed even me, is that I was pissed off. I spent that time with that podcast, and I sat around, and I was brooding for about 3 minutes before I said, no, there is another way. And I rescheduled the podcast an hour later. I had a great session with Alan to get closer to my vision. Now that's recorded, and I know that hundreds, if not thousands, of people are going to hear it. Right, that makes me feel good, impressed even me, that I just didn't settle for it not working out very well. I was tenacious. That's what builds self-confidence, is when you step up beyond all these great things that you do, you step up and do things that impress even you. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. That would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, you being tenacious. Right? You listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You taking action. You opening the Morning Connection newsletter that you've subscribed to at sltips.com/22. sltips.com/22 for these mental toughness conditioning emails every single day. You don't just subscribe. I mean, you actually click the email and you take the 30 seconds or so to actually read the email. Right? It's going to take that type of stepping up. And that way, and also a lot bigger ways, courageously thinking about your vision, getting more and more clear about your vision, right? Making it easier on yourself with that vision, right? So what's that thing you stepping up that you really want? You know, is it that relationship like Alan? You know, for Charles on podcast 89 on massmachinecoaching.com, you know, he, as a man, he failed at a business. He wants to do rebuild that business for him to feel great about himself. It's how does he become that man, get the funding, and make that happen? What's that feel about him and his family, his wife, his children, right, when he starts that business? Right, that's the thing for him. It's going to take him to step up and become a better man and make all that stuff happen. Visualize what that is for you. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results you really want? All right, we all can do to-do lists. We can all can get busy. See, that was the thing. That was the thing with Alan. You know, he kind of thought, so, you know, you'll hear him halfway through the coaching session, and he says, oh, so I think what you're saying is really get into my bodybuilding and training, into the eating in my body like I did before, and then everything else will fall into line. I said, whoa, not quite yet. See, the thing is, the result that he really wanted was that love and connection. Become the kind of man to attract that woman that he wanted, that relationship that he was fearing as every day went by he was going to have for his life, right? No, maybe that focus needs to be becoming that man first, you know, putting a little bit of energy in what makes relationships work, how to selectively choose the right person for you. Maybe that's where the energy should go, right? Not just caught up in another process, all-consuming process, like working out like you did. You already went down that road. You already got everything out of that, and you decided, you know, years before to progress to more than that. So why would I have you go back into that, even though it would feel good, even though it would keep you busy? See, that's not focused on the result. So then the next question, as we do every single days, what's that result that you really want? And for him, you know, it's that love, it's that connection, having that relationship, someone to grow old with, and also proving himself that those challenges that he had in the past, those quote-unquote failures, that he can rise above that. He's smart enough, he's able enough, put that back together. Those are the results that he wants, right? Not going back to the gym and at 55 years old, someone saying you got a great body for a 55-year-old. So I want you to think about, is what you're doing right now, that thing you're obsessed with, that's spending all your time, consuming all your time, is it really helping you get closer to the results? And I always tell that, follow that with, now, what is that result that you really want? I don't want Alan to go back to where he was, whatever, 5 or 10 years ago, where he came to the decision that he was more than that. Right? Some people ask me, hey, you need to come back. When are you going to come back to the competitive bodybuilding stage? Did that for 15 years straight. Got everything out of it. And then I decided I wanted more in my relationships, more in my business. Right? More in my vision of helping you along with helping my family, providing that value to you will help me provide for my family. That's my new vision. That's my purpose. That's the result. Why would I go back to doing that? Even though that would be kind of neat for you guys to watch, I think what would be even more neater for you to watch is watching me man form right in front of you, and I can be a living, breathing example to you how this life, this thing called life, really works. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know I went over my 1.5 hour time, but you know, as you can tell, sometimes I get a little passionate about this kind of stuff, right? All right. And thank you so much for supporting my Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate you. You know, we'll talk again tomorrow. We'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.